Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. Okay, that's sufficient. TJ joining us. We are going to get to the callers as well. But TJ, before we get to have a good time and talk about how the Lions are going to win by a million on Sunday, we got to talk about the Tua thing, and I'll get you up to speed, because I know your schedule's packed with golf and couch time. So,
fair. Rico, why do you allow this man to slander me when I'm not here?
It's not slander. It's true. What were you doing yesterday?
I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I hear, oh, TJ at the bar. Oh, the guy's out there drinking.
Yeah, well, you like to be on a sandbar on the weekend. True or false? You know why?
That's not what you meant.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
That's not what you meant. That's
I'll tell you why, TJ. Because random weekend texts, TJ starts firing them off to me. Oh, that's right. He just starts, oh, what's going on with your boys? Oh, boy. They not look, looking good.
Oh, Sparty, more like Shardy. Okay. Thanks, Rico. I said they look dangerous. Rico said dangerously bad. So yes. I didn't say anything bad. You did.
So, look, we brought this up. We all watched. My response to it is I can't make a demand that this guy retires. I just know, as someone who watches the sport, I've normalized injuries. Part of the game. Yeah. On average, 6 players get hurt per game, every game, per week in the NFL. It's that I don't want to see him anymore. When it's the same guy with the same injury, and it's a brain injury, and it's the same. TJ, it happened last night. I go, get this guy out of this game. And get him into a different career.
Yeah.
I want
to
know where
you're at. Scary.
That's
my
point.
It is. It's starting to get scary, and it's happening quite frequently, right? I mean, almost every single year he's going through this.
It's 4 in under 2 years.
And it's now. Last year he escaped, you know, any concussion. He played relatively healthy.
Yeah, and you look at around the league, I mean, there's a bunch of guys right now that are, you know, limited in practice with concussions. Maybe things pop up, you know, on Monday or Tuesday after a game. But when you watch it live and you see the reaction and you see how scary it is, I mean, you're going to draw a bigger reaction from people watching. It's scary, man. It is. And I went through a bunch of concussions. I mean, I think probably 5 or 6 documented, and maybe a handful other ones where I was just like, I'll just see how I feel right. Tomorrow. Right. I don't want to go say anything because I know automatically, you know, it's a 5-day process once you're in the protocol. And so there's part of that where, you know, not a lot of people got to see, you know, maybe some happened in practice, but they're scary. And ultimately that's what made me walk away from the game. You know, my last year I had one against Dallas
and Minnesota. So
the Minnesota one was the last game I played in. It started off as a neck injury, and then as we progressed throughout the next couple weeks, I started feeling it was something more. And that one was scary because it was maybe 3 weeks after I had the one in Dallas. And, you know, spending time with physicians and neurologists, and you start to learn more about brain injuries and the impact. I think the neurologist put it very simply for me, where, you know, if you're just getting punched in the arm and eventually you're going to get a Charlie horse, and then, you know, somebody might come up and just tap you, but it might hurt a lot, right? Because the more impacts you take, it's the harder it is for your brain to recover, just like more a lot of other muscles. But I've had a ton of, not a ton, but I think every concussion is different, right? There's some where you might get diagnosed on a Sunday and you might come in Monday morning and say, okay, feel great, right? Like everything's calm, you know, settled down. The lights aren't bothering me. You know, maybe give me another day. Okay, by Tuesday, yep, I'm good to go, right? And that was before, maybe my first couple of years before they instilled really the protocol, right? I've had concussions where, you know, it takes a week sometimes before you're feeling better. And unfortunately, the last one I had that really made me walk away from the game was, and I was, look, I was 10 years in. I kind of knew that I was at the end of my career anyways. I wasn't a young player, thankfully, that had to make that decision. But that one lasted probably a couple months. And I think for me, the scary part was my kids were old enough to start being concerned. I would come home and, you know, my family's like, they really started getting concerned. And that's what hit me the hardest, is when my family started to get worried about me getting injured. Yeah. I really had to shift my priorities, you know, and it's tough. But a guy like Tua, man, like, he's a young player, right? And I think he is a really good player, but this is scary. You know what I mean? And just seeing the reactions there, and yesterday wasn't it didn't seem like a major impact, right? Head to head. I mean, he did get jolted a little bit, but I had a similar response my last year too, where we'd be in practice and I remember you go block a linebacker and you're like, oh my goodness, he just blew me up. And then you get in the meeting room, you know, 2 hours later, and you look at it and you're like, no, it couldn't have been that play. Like, I've made that block 1,000 times. And then you start thinking, oh my goodness, like, the little impacts feel like explosions now. And I think that's what Tua is going through. I think every little impact that he's having now is having a major, major response when it comes to his brain. DJ. And it's scary. But he's, you know, like I said, every concussion could be different. He could show up today and say, you know, guys, yeah, it kind of threw me off, but you know what? I actually feel pretty good. I don't know how he's going to respond. And I'm not suggesting that.
So what's it like? Take us behind the curtain. Because you went through this, doctors, family members, like, what are the people saying who are around you? What did they tell you? Or did you just internalize all of this and come up with this decision all on your own?
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think it was a collective decision, and, you know, going into I think I was in my second year with Detroit, probably knew I wasn't coming back the next year. And I kind of knew, I always told myself, I don't want to be a guy that hangs on forever. And by the end of my career, I'm playing terrible. And I still felt like I was playing good, but I kind of knew going into training camp that probably going to be my last year. But once you have the concussions, and I think the first concussion against Dallas was kind of scary because the impact was major. I couldn't really remember anything right after. I was kind of wobbly, right? The balance was off. Probably 3-4 days later, started feeling better. So it was scary, don't get me wrong, but it's like, okay, I'm back to normal by Wednesday or Thursday of the same week. The scary part is when they happen consistently. You know, not back-to-back weeks, but you're, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks, man, I got my bell rung. And then it gets to a point, shoot, do I want to say something? You know what I mean? If I say something, I'm out for another week and I'm letting the team down. But I think when it came to the brain injuries, and this is taking a long time, but there's no more toughness when it comes to brain injuries, right? If I mess a knee up or an ankle or a shoulder or a wrist, like, let's figure it out, right? I'll deal with that in the offseason. I'll get something fixed. But I think with all the information we have now when it comes to concussions and the brain injuries and potential down the road, you have to make an adult decision. You have to be smart. And I don't know. I heard John this morning talking about it. Hey, if it was me, you know, I would keep playing, right? Like, you understand the risks. And even me to this day, 5 years retired now, there's nothing I would have changed about my career. You know, I would have still done the same thing after concussions, or maybe not reporting some because I knew we had a big game the next week and I knew I had to play. Maybe I'd take it easy Wednesday and Thursday, but I know the team needs. But I think that with the more information we have now regarding traumatic brain injuries, I think that a lot of players are starting to be smart and just starting to make difficult decisions. I mean, I go back and I think, who was the linebacker that played? I think he was at Wisconsin. Chris Borland, right? And he was a linebacker and he was a good player. And he walked away from the game very early. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't an all-pro guy or anything, but he was early in his career.
It was like second year, wasn't it?
And he made, yeah, I think it was. And he made the decision, I don't want to do this anymore. Luke Kuechly was a guy. I think career probably ended a couple years too early. He was still in his prime. So it is incredibly difficult because this is your profession, man. It's hard to walk away from. And it's hard to walk away from if it's not on your own terms.
Did it
you
make
know
it
what I mean? So it's just,
and Mike,
it's,
I'm sorry.
It's sticky.
Okay.
It's just
a six. Oh, yeah. I've already done three radio shows today.
Did it make it easier because you had a Super Bowl ring?
No, I think what made it easier for me is that my kids were getting older and my kids were starting to look at me and really be afraid every time I got hurt. I'd come home days where my knee's banged up or I'm in a boot, you know, mess my ankle up or, hey, I got to go get surgery on my shoulder. Like, that didn't worry me. But when it came to the brain stuff and the concussion stuff, I remember like laying in bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just a dark room, and my kids coming in, like looking at me like almost in tears, right? Because they were scared. That's what made it easier for me. And I think it also made it easier that I was 10 years in. And like I said, I kind of had a feeling that probably the last year of my career, no matter what. Yeah. So I think that made it easier for me. And I think that's what makes it harder on younger players because Tua has got his 26. Entire career ahead of him. You know,
the question I have, Teej,
and he signed a big contract. So there's a lot of people relying on you. That stuff that weighs on you.
It does. Well, here's how it was explained to me this morning. Talking to a couple of people is if he goes to see a doctor or he gets multiple opinions and the doctors say, look, you are absolutely in danger if you continue to play. Our recommendation is for you to shut it down. If he then shuts it down, he gets the full injury guarantee on the contract, which is, I believe, $93 million. That is the injury guarantee.
Yeah.
So my question is, when you go and you see these neurologists, how forward are they about a hard recommendation of you should stop playing, or they say, look, this is my best advice, do what you want? Like, how does that work?
It's got to be a collective decision, I think. But okay. Going back to my time, I remember I saw the neurologist after the Dallas game, and I missed it the next week. Probably would have been ready to go, but just, you know, cautionary. Hey, let's give you another week. And after the first concussion, it was, listen, and we went through every step and explained it. And like the way I told you about a Charlie horse, right? Your brain is weak right now. You might feel good, but one little impact might cause another one. And that's the thing I think scares doctors and neurologists the most. When you start seeing them back to back and you start seeing, oh man, I barely got hit and a bell got rung, right? And I think that the first time was you know, hey, I recommend, listen, this has potential to cause another one, which then can cause further concern. But I'd never had a doctor tell me, you need to stop playing. You can't do this. It's your decision, but I'm just going to give you my professional advice. And there's potential it could keep happening, right? And if it does keep happening, then we got to start rethinking. And then when I went back, you know, a month later after, you know, I had the neck injury and then some symptoms a couple weeks after that, I think that was the, I think the doctor looked at me and said, okay, we had this conversation a month ago. You know, we got it. You got to talk to your family. We got to be smart.
It's why I wonder what's, because Rico and I were talking about it, and I just brought up the idea of it'll be short-term IR. There's no scenario he clears a base protocol. He'll be out at least a month. But like Rico said it, and he's right. What the hell? The league can't withstand a PR hit of him going out there in 4 weeks and it happened.
It happened again. Yeah.
And so like, is he, in your mind, just your opinion, is he done for the year? To where this will be handled in the offseason and there will be a decision made? There's no way he can play again this year, right?
I think you're right. And only because I think that the highlights and the impacts and the aftermath of his arm standing up and what do they call it, that fencing position, are just so, they're horrifying, right? So I think every time that he takes the field, it's going to be in the back of everybody's mind, right? This guy takes one hit, my goodness, what, like, what's going to happen next? You know what I mean? I think that's got to be in the back of your mind. So hopefully, you know, I don't know how much the NFL will control that, but hopefully the Dolphins, you know, have the sense to kind of put, And look, I'm not saying throw the season in. Obviously, Tua is a big part of that offense. That's a hard decision you got to make, but hopefully they look after the person, Tua, and not just the competitive aspect of, he gives us a better chance to win. We got to go win these games, right? We got a good team. Hopefully they can put that to the side and give him at least some ample time. I don't know if it's the rest of the season, but I'm like, I think it's at least short-term IR.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want him making decisions this week or even next week. Dude, you want to make sure you give somebody ample time to go do all the testing and talk to people and talk with your family and
It's like Tua. I'll see you in November. That's the earliest you're coming back.
All right. If you guys have questions for TJ, you have opinions on Tua, you want to talk Lions, we're here for all of it. Really good stuff, TJ. 248-539-9797. We will get to the phones next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.